Juan Luis.
Affordable Granite.
Hey, Fran, it's Ruben. Sorry, emergency solved.
What interest rate is that?
For working capital?
Yeah.
So I can walk kind of through the program. So where we've seen a lot of success is not competing with like $10,000 or $20,000 credit lines because they're more expensive. But what the program is really known for, I'm going to kind of work backwards. It's known for getting people a lot of money quickly without collateral. So instead of using an APR, you're even not even allowed to use an APR on a short-term loan, anything under a year. It's all about cost of funds, and it's a very clear understanding of what the money costs and how much you're paying back. So what we use is called cents on the dollar. So let me give you an example. Are you talking about for your business or for any business in general?
Mine.
All right. So first thing is, let's say you're talking about loan amount. So the good thing about the program is we could probably qualify you for 50, 75 grand, a lot of cash. And it's not a credit line, so maxing out is not a problem. What is the payback going to be on that? Well, there's a lot of different programs, but you can give people some very good ideas. Generally, paybacks are going to range on a 6-month term, 12-month, and 18-month. And I can give you those all if you have a pen handy.
I do.
So 6 months, you're going to be looking between 14 to 18 cents on the dollar. That means if you borrow 50 grand, you're going to borrow, your payback on that is going to be, well, in my head, it's 14 cents. Over 100 is 14, so 7. So it's going to run you between 57 to 59,000. That's going to be your payback. And instead of you having a monthly payment, these programs are done with once a week or 5 days a week, ACH. So you either have 21 payments drafted out of your business bank account or once per week. Generally your choice. If you look at, say, 12 months, and there's a lot of variations in between, but if you look at 12 months, cost of that loan is generally going to range between, off the top of my head, 21 to about 30 cents on the dollar in that range. Obviously, we're going to try to give you the cheapest program so you'll sign, but 21 to 30 cents. And if you look at, say, a year and a half, you're going to generally look at between 33 to 40 cents on the dollar. And so a lot of my customers, they'll often go for the longer term because they'll say, well, if I borrow the money for three times as long, is it three times as expensive? And the answer is no. I guess the question I'd ask you is, if you're thinking about this program, what would you be using the money for?
That I don't know. I have to talk to my husband, see what he has in mind. Believe it or not, I usually don't ever need to borrow any money. Only reason I did the Fab King was just some things that were going on, and my CPA felt I needed another write-off. Horrible taxes.
The capital program is really interesting because it's not about debts. And I'm sure you get a lot of calls from people offering you capital, correct?
I usually hang up on them.
Yeah, but you get a lot of calls, I'm assuming, and a lot of letters in the mail. The product, you know, you don't push this product because I think the people that push it don't understand the nature. You're giving someone essentially an unsecured loan, and regardless of what someone tells you about credit score, an unsecured loan is extremely high risk. What makes the product great is if someone has the right opportunity to use this money effectively. For the customers,
right. But that's all money, you know.
Correct. And so for the customers that I deal with, you know, there's only three reasons anyone in the granite industry uses it. One is someone is taking on a huge apartment job and they cannot float the whole work. They're going to make a lot of money in 3 months, but they need some cash flow help for these first 3 months to bid on that type of work. The second is the whole buying in bulk, either from a local person or from overseas. I had a customer who actually, go ahead.
Container money.
Yeah. Container or truckloads. I had a customer who actually sent me three trucks. He was going to buy overseas. He went to a local guy and he got three trucks for the price of two. And he's able to flip that inventory in 6 months. So the way that he looked at it is, look, I'm going to get something at basically 2/3 the cost. As long as my loan, you know, if you look at a truck being 100 grand, just for argument's sake, hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, sorry, I just cut off. If you look at a truck for argument's sake and it's 100, 100, 100, he basically spent 200 to get 300K of inventory. And his whole question was, well, if I borrow 200 and by the time I flip it in 6 months max, do I pay you guys back 100 grand? No, he paid us back like 36 grand. So for his thing is, he's making 64 grand. and getting a tax write-off for interest. It was a no-brainer. The other need that people have is you got cash flow, you've got inventory flips, and the last thing I think people use it is, which is kind of interesting, is the advertising or sales aspect. There's a lot of guys that I've worked with who will basically bring in some, they want to drive their sales. Good salespeople are hard to find. Horrible salespeople are easy to find. The good salespeople are expensive. So there's a lot of people that I've worked with who've actually used our money to hire a really star sales superstar, bring in a lot of money, and kind of float that cost while they're up and running. But those are the three major reasons.
That makes sense. Well, I have someone who just pulled up, and he has an appointment. It's 2:30, so I've got to take care of this guy.
I'll let you run.
Bob, and I have this information, and if we need it, I'll give you a ring-a-ding-ding.
Thanks a ton, Fran. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.